Describe for me what we're seeing. It's a windmill, the base is in place, the tower is in place, and they just put on what's called the nacelle. Is that right?
That's correct. So what we have is a tower and a nacelle just went on, and from the middle of that nacelle to the ground is 155 feet.
What does the nacelle do? Help me understand what a nacelle is.
The nacelle is actually the generator, so it's a magnetic-driven generator, and so you're going to have the rotors that are going to be put on next, and it's going to turn the rotors, and it's going to move with the wind. And it actually is monitoring everything, the wind speed, if there's any kind of safety thing that happens, there's an emergency stop shut off. I mean, so that's the whole control tower, basically, or the control piece.
And so really, this will do a couple of things. One, it will help generate some electricity for the school. And two, it's really going to be a learning lesson that students here at Wausau East and throughout the district can use this to understand or learn more about alternative energy.
That's correct. So when all is said and done, we'll have a proven 15-kilowatt system put into place and then a 2-kilowatt tracking solar system as well. It'll generate about 5% of our electricity. We have curriculum that's going into place K through 12. Teachers and students across the school district will be able to access the data via the web and be able to teach by it, whether it's power curves, whether it's designing the rotor blades. Even the field biology class will come out and do, I know that people are always concerned about birds being killed or bats, which is very little, but they'll come out and monitor that for us and show the data. So,
this is the first of its kind at a school in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is. It's the first of its kind, a northern one. In fact, it's the largest in the state going in a school of its kind. So, so we're the first to get a northern 100 kilowatt, and it's brand new technology.
It might be a stereotype saying this, but people think windmills and they think that Spanish novel by Cervantes, Don Quixote. Is it fair to describe it like that?
I don't know. So, I guess it's a little bit fair to describe it like that, but we see it as an incredible educational resource, and we're excited because we're the leaders in Wisconsin here now in a school district, and I've had several school districts call us and ask us about it, and hopefully we'll see more school districts putting this into place because it's putting our teaching into practice. You know, it's walking the walk now instead of talking the talk.